This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is developing, and we're on top of it here. Doug Steffen presenting the DJ Beers. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is here. We're happy to celebrate Monday, the 23rd of April, with you, as we do every day. Monday, last full week of the month of April, Jennifer. Hoo-ha!
Yes, thank you for reminding us, Doug.
You're welcome. I'm here to remind you of a lot of things. Victoria's got some things to remind as well. Maybe you don't know what's trending, so you're going to find out.
Well, about 3 hours ago, Kensington Palace announced that the Duchess of Cambridge, a.k.a. Kate Middleton, has left for the hospital, and she is in early labor with her third child. So it looks like they might make the wedding, after all, of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, if all goes according to plan. She is early, which I guess is kind of rare for, if it's not your first, I think, going early. I don't think that happens a lot. But, you know, she's always had three complicated pregnancies with lots of illnesses and things like that, so hopefully everything is okay with her. And they put her in a car, and they said she went to the Lindo wing at St. Mary's Hospital with Prince William. So good luck to them, and there will hopefully be some news pretty soon. In other American stories, the photo of four American presidents with their wives together at former First Lady Barbara Bush's funeral has gone viral. Everyone is just loving this picture. It features from left to right Laura Bush, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, George H.W. sitting in a wheelchair, Barack and Michelle Obama, and of course next to Michelle Obama is Melania Trump. And it's a really nice kind of moment that some people are just really happy to see that everyone's smiling together. And of course over the weekend, that viral moment of Barack Obama making Melania laugh is that is going to have legs for days, I think. People are just so curious to know what he said to her to make her laugh that way. Because we don't see her smiling a whole lot, so. Well, but it's nice to see.
It is nice to see, and it's and you said something that's very interesting, and I know it's the way it is, but it doesn't have to be that way. It's up to you to take it for what it's worth. And what the business of some people liking it, the people who don't like it, don't get it, don't feel good about it. It's almost un-American, frankly.
Yeah, I think most people are very happy to see situations like that where everyone comes together. And
it's sad that it's Barbara Bush's, but a celebration of her life, which was very full, very active. She was very smart. She was somebody I've seen the video a couple of times of her speech at Wellesley College. Since last week when she passed away. And even though there was protesting when she got there, she had them all eating out of her hand by the time she was done.
It was a great message about enjoying your life and not being caught up in the wrong stuff. What I think is funny, and not funny, haha, but funny, ironic, is that we are so polarized and so divided politically in this country that what struck me about that photo, which was a great photo, is that people were going crazy, going, oh, this is what politics should be. Okay, they took a picture together at a funeral. Of course that's what politics should be. I think
it's really more what leadership should be. I think that's kind of what people, I think that's the sentiment.
It gets to me that we're so divided that now we're giving people high fives for standing in a photo together. I guess that's I don't know.
Yeah.
We need to find our way back together at some point.
It would be nice. Yeah, it would be. How do we do that, Jennifer?
I don't know.
How do we find our way back to the center, back to the point of us all?
It's not even about finding our way back anywhere. It's not even about being in the center politically for me or or who's right or who's wrong. It's about being willing to have a conversation. Mm. I think we do our part here. Certainly, we have all sorts of various viewpoints, and we sit and talk about it. We can still love each other at the end of the day.
And that's
what my morning radio show that I do in Los Angeles is based on. It's about civil discourse. And I think until we all start learning that we can talk to people and disagree, but we should listen, I think that's the key to it all, actually.
You get a new co-host?
What?
Never mind. All right, that's too inside. So here's an example of the kind of thing you're talking about. A woman aboard a Delta flight arrested for misdemeanor assault after she attacked an air marshal and disrupted a flight that was on its way from London to Salt Lake City. Lady's name is Sarah Beach. She poured coffee on passengers. She knocked over people's drinks. She actually knocked over the drink cart, ran up and down the aisle, yelling about it's almost like snakes on a plane. She was requested to sit down next to an air marshal who was in the back of the plane. She was cooperative for a few minutes, but after she went to the bathroom, she approached the marshal from behind and jumped on his back while grabbing his head, his neck, and his jaw. This is the craziest thing. This is you're almost going to have a psychological exam to get on a plane now with these nutbirds. Delta says that the fellow who was sitting across from her witnessed all of this, and as usual, there's video of it. So here is this woman, 30 years old, at 30-something thousand feet. They're over the ocean. What are they going to do about it? Open the door and throw her out? So, and the air marshal is supposed to be able to control all this stuff, and I think they didn't figure that she was as crazy as she apparently was. She said she had a lot going on in her life, she told the judge when she went to court, is going to undergo a mental health evaluation. But this is sort of back to what Jennifer was saying. There's this, everybody wants it their way. Everybody wants to have everything. Everybody's got a problem, got a chip on their shoulder.
This woman sounds like she's on drugs.
Well, she was, whatever she was on.
That's not like, I don't know. That sounds like someone who took an Ambien and a Xanax combined with some cocktails and didn't go to sleep.
but it underscores the point of people just not being able to calm down and just go with the flow. I throw that in because it sort of tweaked my attention. All right, so Victoria, what else do you have that's...
Well, of course, the Waffle House shooting. Everyone's been talking about that over the weekend. It raises brings up a sort of another round of discussions about mental health and weapons and things like that. But one of the nice parts of it, at least, is the customer who actually tackled the gunman being hailed as a hero, and he certainly probably saved a lot of lives.
The eyewitnesses said the man's actions prevented further bloodshed. For those who didn't hear, four people were killed at a shootout yesterday at a Waffle House in Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of people were hurt, as well as the four who died. So this guy came out of the bathroom and ran after the suspect and fought with him. The customer's name was Travis Ranking. So there was an assault rifle. The man who... Police didn't identify... No, I'm sorry. The fellow who did the shooting was Travis Ranking. They didn't have an identification for the fellow who wrestled the weapon away and tossed it over the counter.
That's unbelievable. If you think about really what is. Would you do in a situation like that?
Yeah. That's he ran towards them.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, ran right at him. Yep, ran right at him. And as somebody in the store said, had the guy reloaded, there was plenty... More people, the restaurant was full. It was Sunday morning. Everybody goes to Waffle House.
Right.
Well, if I were in Nashville, I'd be going
there.
To Waffle House. Yeah.
But, you know, the other weird part of the story is apparently the guns were taken away from this guy, and his father had possession of them, and then his father gave him back a gun that he ended up killing people with. It's just, it's another...
But the FBI knew about him, I guess.
Again, yeah. It's just,
He was known to the FBI. He was arrested by the White House a year ago. Weird.
He was? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently he was trespassing around the outside or acting suspicious around the White House. I didn't see the exact details, but it's very, very weird. I don't know what his plan was at the White House, but this guy had some problems.
A problem or two. Here's a name in the news today. Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York and a... probably one of America's most successful businessmen, reportedly worth $4 to $5 billion, is the special envoy for climate change. Yesterday pledged to write a $4.5 million check to cover our government's financial commitment to the Paris Climate Accord. This is where, you remember, the president withdrew last year. He was on Face the Nation. He said the money would come out of his own pocket. He said America made a commitment, and as an American, if the government's not going to do it, I have the resources, I'll take the responsibility. I'm going to send them a check for the monies that America had promised, as though they got it from the feds. He also urged the president to change his mind after pulling out of the climate pact. But didn't we all think, I don't know if we all thought that way, but this was another approach for a better deal, because Trump likes to be dramatic and do things like this in hopes, and much of the result from having done some of this stuff, the hardball tactics, works. Apparently it didn't here, because we don't have a better deal with them, but...
Well, the problem with this, after we pulled out of this, Bloomberg was one of the ones who was very vocal and on kind of the front lines. A lot of different governors have also gotten involved in this. Individual states and cities have pledged to keep up with the parameters of the agreement, because they just, so many people feel like this was a stupid thing to back out of. So and nothing ever got resolved. It just, we backed out and that was it. And there was no renegotiation. It just didn't happen.
Well, there are a lot of things in it that are.
And if you're looking at Scott Pruitt from the EPA to to make a decision that's in favor of the environment, he's not going to do anything.
He's not a factor. But the point.
He's not going to advise the president to do it, is what I'm saying.
No, but the point there is, see, that's the sort of thing that we're talking about. The discourse that on both sides, and to these people, it's like they're tone deaf, listening to the other side. And then the people on one side are harsh and bitter and angry and sticking to their guns, pardon the pun, and the other people are, so you don't ever find a way to negotiate to fix the problem. And maybe that's what Bloomberg has done, getting us off the center. 18 and change past the hour. This is the Monday DJV show.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, hit takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, this is really weird, but your eyesight is better. I'm like, I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking.
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had. This is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
God, it was interesting that Mitt Romney, over the weekend, wasn't able to secure the Republican Party's nomination to run unopposed for the U.S. Senate seat, which now belongs to Orrin Hatch, who's retiring. Didn't you think that was kind of strange?
That was very shocking. I thought he was a lock.
I did, too.
No, you know, it's the same thing that happened with Dianne Feinstein in California. Everybody thought she'd be a lock to get the DNC endorsement, and she didn't. And that's usually because you need 60% of the vote. And if he doesn't have it, well, then he didn't have it.
He didn't have it. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Now 23 and change after the hour on the Monday DJV show. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The world of television. Last night I watched, what did I watch? I guess there were a couple of, I was flipping back, I do this though a lot, flipping back and forth so that I have like 15 storylines.
Short attention span TV viewing with Dougie.
Yeah. Well, it's in the middle of whatever I'm having for dinner, there are moments when I don't want to watch commercials or listen to the drug commercials telling me how bad these drugs are that they're pumping out, so...
This is why you need to DVR. You fast forward through commercial. I haven't seen a commercial in 4 years.
Really?
You don't, yes.
That's almost un-American. All right. So anyway, yeah, well, so the Madam Secretary was a pretty standard bill of fare, dealing with stuff that's contemporary. And let's see, what else? I saw a couple of old Blue Blood I didn't see the whole thing. Because somehow they got distracted with a phone call. I didn't see all of NCIS Los Angeles. Anybody else see it?
I've never seen that show.
No.
Yeah, you're the one who keeps us up to date.
I like
on that
the
show.
Camaraderie between the two top. Mostly like the camaraderie between all of them. But they put in some woman under Hetty who's supposed to stir it up, and she doesn't. She's nonsensical. It sort of annoys me, and I've lost interest to a point in the show because this woman is there for no purpose other than to be stupid. So, anyway, that's my TV report from last night.
Riveting as always.
Really yes. Good. I don't know what you watched. It was so good. It was like
yeah, nice. What can I watch tonight that may tweak no interest tomorrow?
Well, American Idol is down. They're in the live performance shows now, and they are down to their final 14. So that'll be on at 8 o'clock tonight. Also, this one I picked out just for you. You got to flip over to Game Show Network today, Dougie, because Family Feud, you're going to get 10 straight Steve Harvey-hosted episodes of Family Feud. And I know how you love that. That's on Game Show Network tonight.
That's on so many different. It's on daily. There is a nighttime version of it. There's
yeah,
now
this is a marathon, so you'll get 10 in a row with Steve Harvey. Mm-hmm. All right, after American Idol tonight on ABC is a new episode of The Crossing. CBS only has a couple of shows that are new tonight, but one is of interest. First, Living Biblically is new at 9:30. Then at 10, it's the Late Late Show Carpool Karaoke Primetime Special with James Corden at 10 o'clock. The CW has a new Supergirl and a new iZombie. Fox has a new Lucifer and the Resident. NBC is down to the final 12 on The Voice. That's at 8 o'clock, and Good Girls is new at 10 right after that. So there you go. Okay.
All right, thank you. 26 past the hour. Music news. Authorities are trying to figure out what caused this 28-year-old DJ, his name is DJ Avicii, to die. His real name is Tim Berling, found dead at the in the capital of Oman. It's called Muscat. The vacation. Who goes to Oman to vacation? His parents.
Apparently a lot of people. I keep seeing. Yeah, I keep seeing people talking about that.
I'm not.
Europeans
even,
go there.
I don't even know where it is. Do you know where it is?
No. Apparently, this is a place that Europeans go.
Yeah.
It's right next to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that's like near Dubai or maybe there's a lot of really nice like hotels and stuff there, but.
So what's his story? He's 28 years old. These DJs that give new meaning to the term disc jockey. I was a disc jockey.
Not like this.
No. So what is it? What do these people do?
Well, they make songs. They're basically producers, but they call them DJs. So
why?
It's not a disc jockey. It's not.
Why do they call them that? Who started?
They don't call them disc jockey. They just call them DJ.
But why? What's the?
I don't know. I don't know.
They play the music.
They play the music where?
Nightclubs and concerts.
Yeah, it sounds to me like these people are being. What is so special about him?
They produce all of the music. Like, he creates this music that's playing right here. So they make beats and, like, they have singers sing with them. I don't know. I think it takes a big level of talent to be able to create music like this. I couldn't do it.
We're going with this, Dougie. We don't get it. Just
yeah.
move
no.
on.
Okay.
We don't get it. No. I can create this.
Children learn what they see. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you've likely come across the statement that children learn what they see, not what they hear. I think maybe many parents can say they've heard that statement before. Some might be able to repeat it verbatim, and maybe others even have that saying hanging up on a wall in their house. But how often do we, as parents, truly bring that concept that children are learning by watching us to our foreground? How often do we shine light on our every habit, speech patterns, and ways we express ourselves? That takes a lot of effort to pay attention to everything we're saying and doing. But the reality is that children, specifically your children, are learning more by watching you be in the world than they will ever learn by your telling them about it. Catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour on the DJV show. It is National Lost Dog Awareness Day. Do you ladies know that?
I did not know that.
So, with that in mind, Victoria is very good. By the way, it's the Duggar and Jennifer Victoria here on the air on duty Monday, the 23rd of April, National Lost Dog Awareness Day. This day was created not only to bring awareness to the dogs that go missing, but to celebrate the reunions as well.
I'm pretty sure if you don't know your dog is missing, though, should you have one?
Should you have a dog if it's missing?
Well, no, well, but if you, it's National Missing Dog Awareness Day. If you're not aware that your dog is missing, I'm just saying maybe it's time to look into getting a fish.
Maybe that aside,
which is true, it does raise a lot of awareness for the importance of microchipping too, which is something that then your dog's
that would run away
definitely get microchipped.
Already chipped, already chipped.
That's great.
Yeah, right. That
saves so many dogs' lives and families get reunited that way.
So here's the story of one very good dog. Sweetest thing. Look this up. Look at this picture. We posted on Facebook. 17-year-old blue heeler named Max. Deaf, blind, getting on in years. But that did not stop him from playing the role of a loving companion and hero to a lost 3-year-old girl. There's a this young girl, her name was Aurora, reported missing on Friday, wandering away from her grandmother's house. Rescuers, including the local police and volunteers, searched the surrounding area but couldn't find the girl. So Max was with her, stayed with her. She got lost in the bush. This is a story from down under in Australia. They had better luck on Saturday finding this young girl. They heard the girl's voice, and they found the girl. And Max, it was a rainy night on top of a mountain, and this dog had just cuddled with her all night long. And you see stories like that, and it is just fabulous, frankly. And this is a dog that was, again, 17-year-old dog, no matter what his breed. But if you see a picture of it, you just want to love it. I've been looking for the last, I guess, seriously, since I came back from California, for a dog, trying to find. I spent hours on Saturday night online looking at picture after picture after picture. And it just is, I come across one that I see, and then I think, okay, do I want to pursue this? But then I think to myself, well, should I go and look at everything that's there? And so that's what becomes so time-consuming. Jennifer's dad just got a new dog. How do you like, is a mixed breed, I think, isn't it? Didn't you tell me that?
A golden doodle, golden retriever poodle.
Yeah, right. And where, your father found it at rescue, right?
No, actually, this was my boss is actually getting ready to move to Alaska, and he breeds these dogs, and he had
your
one
boss.
Left.
I'm your boss. Your father's your boss.
I have a lot of
this
bosses.
This is the boss.
Leave me alone. I have a lot of bosses.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what happens when you have a lot of jobs.
Yeah. Right.
But we love her. She is so cute. Oh, my gosh. She's 10 weeks, so she's teeny tiny still.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, let's celebrate the day, celebrate what we know and love about our dogs and our pets. Anybody has any suggestions on how I could find a dog faster?
Have you been on Pet Finder?
Yes.
I think you'll just, I think you know. My dad wasn't sure. My dad's always rescued dogs, so he wasn't sure, but he saw her and he was like, oh, yeah. I think you just kind of see into the soul of the animal that's right for you.
I've looked at, there's a bulldog rescue in New York, Victoria, I've looked at.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at the place that we got Millie. I've looked at that place, and they don't have anything at the moment that is really right up my alley.
Have you checked the Mid-Atlantic Bulldog Rescue? Because that's the largest one. That's the one we work with. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure I wanted a bulldog again because I don't want to compare it to Charlotte all the time.
And that's true. That's important to consider. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I just think.
Now, do you want a puppy? Because I would probably say no, right? You don't want a puppy.
No, I'd rather have a dog that is that's sort of settled in. I don't want. Here's my conundrum. I look at these older dogs and I want to grab them all and bring them to the farm. So once I have once and for all saved my farm, I'm going to set up some sort of a canine rescue where I can keep and have somebody there who's going to take care of them. I'm going to set aside one of the barns and I'm going to just bring in dogs and rescue them and protect them because that's what they need. But in the meantime, looking for something for myself, I look at these older bulldogs, I think, okay, I'm going to love this dog or any older dog, and then the dog's going to be gone. And although
well,
I
with
don't...
bulldogs, that could be the case, but with other of the mixed breeds, those dogs can live a lot longer than what you think.
Well,
so
Charlotte lived to be 15 because of the way she lived and the way she was taken care of, I guess. So that's okay, but when you get a dog that's 11 years old, that shortens. I don't know. I think, but Jennifer just said what's right. When I see this dog, I will know that it would be. I saw one about a month ago that was a black bulldog that I took to right away, but somebody else had been there before. So, but the right thing will happen at the right time.
Yeah,
right
that's reason. True.
And so that's the story. Now, let's move to the world of sports. Jennifer, a White Sox pitcher named Danny Farquhar, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, this is really, yes you do, Farquhar is right, and this is a crazy, crazy story. He's a pitcher for the White Sox, and he's this morning in stable but in critical condition after he had a brain hemorrhage, which was caused by a ruptured aneurysm during Friday's game. He collapsed in the dugout during the sixth inning of the 10-0 loss to the Houston Astros. He was taken by ambulance to Rush University Medical Center. He's 31. He pitched in the top of the sixth inning, but he only faced four batters. He got two outs. He allowed two hits and two runs. He said, according to Rick Renteria, who's the White Sox manager, he said, it takes your breath away a little bit because one of your guys is there and you have no idea what was going on. When one of your teammates or anybody you know has an episode, everything else you keep in perspective, everything has its place. We're glad he was conscious when he left, but you can see him just drop in the dugout. He joined the White Sox last July after stints with the Tampa Bay Rays, the Seattle Mariners, and the Toronto Blue Jays. So he just lost it in the dugout and was taken right away to get checked out.
Dangerous
and that's when they
stuff,
realized he had this aneurysm.
If you have anybody in your family who has had an aneurysm, mother, father, grandfather, uncle, whoever, you need to be checked out. You need to go to somebody like Ken Kronhaus who can put an ultrasound on your chest and your belly because, well, there's one in your brain. As well, the stomach area and the aorta that goes to your heart, that's the big pipe that goes into your heart, and then the big pipe in your brain that gets the blood all around up there. You need to measure those so that you know what if they're expanding, how quickly are they expanding, because it's dangerous, dangerous, dangerous stuff, and you can't tell in a regular physical unless they're actually measured. By a device, you cannot really be sure what their status is. So
it's scary. And then when it ruptures,
pretty much done. Yeah, you're done. This guy, very, very lucky.
Well, Brett Michaels from Poison, he survived one. So if you get to the hospital early enough, then I guess they relieve the pressure from the hemorrhage. And
he's one of the few.
Yeah.
He said it felt like being shot in the head. He thought he was shot.
Yep. All right, so Victoria... The field of dreams is in the focus, and this is another one of those what the hell's wrong with people story.
Well, this is a good ending to a follow-up. This is actually a follow-up to a story we did in January. The actual field where they filmed Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa, was vandalized in January, and it suffered significant damage. This is a big tourist attraction. The owners of the field didn't really know how they were going to get the money to repair everything. And so Jeff Lance, who is the senior director of communications for minor league baseball, he's also from Iowa City, he got all these teams and resources together. He said, when I saw the images of the damage, it made me sick to my stomach. And so he enlisted the help of the Iowa Cubs, the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Clinton Lumber Kings, and Quad Cities River Bandits. And the four teams spent last week fixing up the field. All of the turf was donated, all the new equipment. They basically now have a new and improved pitcher's mound that's like a professional grade. And so the Field of Dreams site will be open in a few months as the weather gets warmer.
That's good. Nothing wrong with it. Well, there is something wrong with it, the fact they had to do it in the first place. But even so, we talk about how folks get so distressed and distracted by the negative side of some people, but there are far more good things. I guess I would say, especially Mondays seem to be one of those, what's the old Carpenter's on rainy days, Mondays always get me down. Well, the weather is great across most of the country today. They got that to be thankful for. Pretty wild weather in the southeast. With tornadoes and bad thunderstorms and that sort of thing. But around the rest of the country, pretty beautiful, frankly. So let's think about that. Things that make you happy, not things that make you sad. Think of the things that are best about mankind and the sordid stuff. I was talking off the air about Sean Hannity a few minutes ago. The whole idea that this guy is a private citizen. So, yeah, maybe he does a radio and talk show host on TV. Okay, so but to have him raked over the coals because he was associated with some lawyer that was connected to Trump or because he supports Trump is a travesty. It outrages me, frankly. It outrages me. And so then I think about, I don't want to get involved because I don't want to bring myself down. But it makes me think, anyway, of the value of friendship. Sean is a friend, and so I stick up for him. I'd stick up for Jennifer or Victoria, people that I know and love and care about. There's a guy who works for me on the farm who's mentally not really capable of approaching life as an adult, but he's still a good worker, somebody that I like, and I'm trying to help him get, he's being outrageously abused because he's weak. And not frail, but his mind is weak, and so he's being taken advantage of by the system. And it just really bothers me. So it just, let's think about today as being something somewhat of a different day, a different way to start the week. Shall we think about it that way? I thought, let me just, while we're on the sports world, I thought it was interesting. The president says he got a call from Sylvester Stallone over the weekend. How do you pick up the phone and call the president? How do you do that? How do you, hey, this is Sylvester Stallone. I want to talk to President Trump.
Well, those calls, they all have to go through the switchboard.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, Mr. President, I got Sylvester Stallone on the line for you. Apparently, Trump took the call. Stallone was calling about a boxing champion named Jack Johnson, who died. He was a boxing champion in 1908. In 1913, he was convicted by an all-white jury for transporting his white girlfriend across state lines. He was black. He spent a year in prison. He died in 1946. So his great niece and several lawmakers have called for a pardon for the years that he, the time he spent in jail. The pardon and commutation requests of living persons are preferred. They don't usually commute, or they don't usually pardon somebody, but Trump said he'd look into it. So it is kind of interesting how.
And I love that they say transporting her across state lines.
Transporting, I know.
That's basically them going for a ride together as a couple.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, the things that went on in this country over race and race relations, there's so many stories that make your stomach turn, frankly. So as I'm going to go back to what I just said. Think of the things that
positivity.
Make you happy. Yes. Here's a way to fix a problem you may have. If you've been writing checks month after month after month after month after month for a timeshare that you don't like in a place where you don't want to go anymore, you want to buy a new car and you don't want to pay for the timeshare anymore. Okay, so what you do is you call Resort Release. They'll get you out. I don't know. Sometimes people are hoodwinked into signing these deals. Sometimes they know what they're getting into. But if you want to leave the timeshare that you're in, these people at Resort Release are the folks to contact, and you can call them at 888-277-7245. Find out why they've been able to help thousands and thousands of people get out of their timeshare. Resort Release gives you 100% money back guarantee. You will permanently walk away. If you don't walk away, then you don't have to pay them. That's that. I think that's a cool way of doing business. And the Better Business Bureau, by the way, ranks them as A+. Resort Release. Get out of the timeshare. 888-277-7245. Again, 888-277-7245.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Now 53 after the hour here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now to go into some of the technology news that is important and will reflect perhaps on you. Most of us are downloading apps these days, and I'm all over this one. Where do we get the free food?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So many fast food places are luring in new customers by saying, if you download our app, you'll get free food. And there are some really great deals. And these are free apps, so it doesn't cost you anything. If you have a smartphone and you frequent any one of these stores, you might as well download the app and get some free stuff. Uh-huh. If you like Auntie Anne's, the pretzels that smell amazing wherever you go, if you're in the Penn Station, as I was saying, I love the smell of Penn Station just because of Auntie Anne's. If you download their app, you get a free pretzel right away, and then you get a free pretzel for every time you spend $30 on the app. So there's a lot of different incentives. There's reward
$30
programs
for pretzels.
Well, it builds up over time. You get rewards points.
Okay.
Krispy Kreme does the same thing. You get a free donut as soon as you download the app,
and
then you earn rewards.
And if you go into Penn Station, Krispy Kreme is right next door to Auntie Annie's. So... have you noticed that?
Is it really?
You smell, yeah.
That's dangerous. That's a dangerous corner. Well, I know that you and I, Doug, are fans of Panera Bread, and so
yes.
If you download their app, you get a free pastry, and then every year on your birthday, you also get a free pastry.
Really?
If you download the Starbucks app, you get a free drink each time you spend $62. Now,
cool.
I know, $62 sounds like, well, that's a lot, but think about it. If you go to Starbucks most days of the week, that's going to add up pretty quickly. Domino's Pizza gives you a free medium pizza each time you reach $60 on their app. Papa John's is a very similar deal. You start building points, and then you can actually cash in those points for free food. Wendy's has a buy one, get one free on their Dave's Single Burger, things like that. McDonald's, who knew McDonald's had an app? But they also have all kinds of special deals as soon as you download
get a
it.
McDonald's
now,
app.
Out of all the apps, the best one is Chili's. If you like Mexican food, and there's Chili's all across the country, they have the best deal. If you download the free app, you automatically get a free dessert on your birthday, but it also gives you free chips, salsa, and a non-alcoholic drink every time you visit a Chili's.
Wow.
That's a pretty good deal.
Sounds like a good deal. Yeah.
It is. It is. Right. So start downloading.
So you just go to the App Store, and you put in Chili's, and then you can download
there
the app. Pretty simple, right?
Okay. Exactly. That's all it is.
All right. All right. Back in a moment with the AT&T bundling. Meanwhile, a shocking cheating controversy has hit the world of competitive video gaming.
The Geek Out. Recently, we reported news there was controversy in the world of video gaming, but now it's official. The long-standing King of Kong, Billy Mitchell, has been stripped of his world records for that video game, as others were able to prove he'd falsified videos showing he set these records for the classic arcade game Donkey Kong. Now, the gaming record-keeping website Twin Galaxies announced earlier they were investigating claims Mitchell had used different versions of Donkey Kong, ones that would have allowed him to modify the settings and therefore make it easier to hit the records, and recently agreed he had cheated. Mitchell was also stripped of his records for Pac-Man and Donkey Kong Jr., banned from all the leaderboards, and if you want to learn more, I've got links to the story on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog... That's actually a coyote, a rabid one. For whatever reason, life requires you to stay put. Get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
All right, let's see what else we have here, Victoria. AT&T has an announcement for you.
Yes, they have announced a new streaming service called AT&T Watch, and this is what's being called a skinny cable bundle. Now, what that means is, as we know, there are so many people who are cutting the cord from their cable companies. The cable bills are, everyone across the board says, they're just ridiculous. Taxes and fees, your bill kind of creeps up after month after month. And so, as a result, AT&T launched, when they bought DirecTV, they launched DirecTV Now, which is an app, so you don't actually have to have the satellite service of DirecTV. You can just have DirecTV Now, and it starts at $35 a month. There's Sling TV, it's also $35. I have PlayStation View that I love. That's $55 a month, and it has all the packages of all the sports and everything. But the new AT&T Watch will only be $15 a month. So this is going to be a great deal. They haven't announced when it launches, but it'll be soon. So it's going to be the best deal of all.
Sight of the day is the earthquake site at the USGS. Just log on to USGS.com and look at their earthquake map. It's pretty fascinating.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.